Good morning. It is AM Tampa Bay with everything from the fructuous to the frivolous. We got you covered with Jack, Aaron, Jeff, and Katie, and Jay Ratliff on board, our day trading expert from daytradefund.com. And Jay, we got a little good news for Wall Street on Friday as they got a little bounce there.
Well, they did. In fact, it was an emotional bounce that came after some encouraging trade news with China. But, you know, Jack, it's that same kind of emotional bounce that we'll see once the government shutdown ends. But, again, it's only going to be momentary. And that's the concern, because these feel-good bounces last but a short while. And this morning the market's already down 200 points in pre-market. So, yeah, the party's over.
Now, we've heard a lot from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it seems that Wall Street is watching her moves closely. Could she actually have an impact on the future here?
You know, Aaron, in the days gone by, this idea of redistributing wealth was really hush-hush. It was obviously a liberal objective, to be sure, but not really one that was openly discussed. But look, Cortez, and before her, Bernie Sanders, basically was throwing out the idea of, you know, people paying their fair share. And now she's out there saying that, you know, many of these ultra-rich people should be taxed, you know, 70% or some whatever ridiculous amount she had, as people pay their fair share. And a lot of these individuals are men and women that started businesses that employ now tens or hundreds of thousands of people, help outlying businesses all over the world. And now we want to penalize those types of individuals. And, you know, to me, socialism's proven itself time and time again to be a failed approach. But a lot of people say it's failed, Jay, because the wrong country tried it. And all I say to those people is, look, if Tom Brady wins his sixth Super Bowl, I want the commissioner at the trophy presentation ceremony to say that the title is instead being given to the Cincinnati Bengals. It's not fair for New England to have six, the Bengals to have none, so it's time for them to pay their fair share. That's the stupid, asinine mentality that a lot of these individuals think is never going to affect them. Yeah, I understand the whole country, or the majority of them, want to tax the ultra-rich. But to think it's going to stop there is ridiculous, because it's going to continue to trickle down to the point that people in middle class are going to start seeing some of their stuff being given away to support people that don't do anything. And by that time, and people react, it's going to be far too late to do anything.
Would you accept that Super Bowl as a Bengals fan?
Let's see. Yes. I would take one by default in a heartbeat.
I like that analogy, even if it's socialism.
You know? Yeah, I guess that makes me a sports capitalist or a socialist, doesn't it? Maybe I should change my answer.
It might be the case.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
What about our tete-a-tete with China right now? Because the latest China numbers show a growing economic slowdown. What's the word on our economic measure with them?
Well, you know, I mentioned that the markets were up Friday. We're down 200 points in pre-market today. A lot of that has to do with the news that came out yesterday as far as the China's, I think their fourth quarter grew 6.4% in the fourth quarter based on a year before, and it matched the levels that we had seen in 2009. We've got to go back that far with kind of a global crisis. So that's really starting to concern a lot of people. That's saying, okay, if we have the world's second largest economy that's obviously slowing down, and that's if we can trust the numbers the Chinese government is giving us, so put an asterisk next to that bad boy. But really, the even scarier part to me, Jack, is last month Chinese banks, actually earlier this month, reduced the amount of cash that banks are required to keep in reserve, and they're really relaxing a lot of their loan guidelines to make it easier to get loans, and we know what kind of mess that creates from a financial standpoint. We went through that several years ago, and unfortunately, it seems as though countries don't learn from those types of examples. They repeat those mistakes, and they're expecting a different outcome, which isn't going to be the case. But the Chinese economy, just like the U.S. economy, we have global implications. When we're doing well, we can tend to lift other third world countries. But when it's going down, it tends to be the anchor that drags them all down. So continue to keep an eye on the price of crude oil. That, to me, is a pretty good indicator of which way things are going. And I still see 2019 as being a rough year, unfortunately, for the markets. Hopefully we can see some things starting to turn it around that can sustain some sort of growth. But right now, at least early on in the first quarter, we're not seeing it.
Well, Jay Ratliff, we appreciate you joining us today. We'll be talking to you next Monday.
Always fun, guys. Thank you so much.